Here is Travis Lule, who's working for Sportsnet this week alongside the venerable Arash Medetti. It's been great to see you on TV. Has journalism and broadcasting, had that always been a great interest for you, Travis?
It's not necessarily something that I studied by any means, but, playing quarterback, you get used to being in front of the camera and answering questions and obviously knowing the game of football quite well. So it's, in a way, kind of prepared me for that.
Yeah, it's funny how it works because now you can, instead of getting asked dumb questions, you can be the one to ask them sometimes. It's weird how that works. It can happen periodically, right?
That's exactly right.
How important is it to have a great start in the Grey Cup? Like, those kind of questions get asked to players all the time, and I'm thinking, it's not unimportant. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you said it.
I noticed also, I don't know how much you keep in touch with your school, but I saw, and it's bad news, Montana State lost to the big rival, right? Montana last week. I was looking this week because everybody plays this week, the Apple Cup, Michigan, Ohio State, but I saw that your school has played last week. And you never lost to your rival, did you? You were 4-0, 3-0 against them?
Well, actually, we were 3-1. So okay, we did lose 1 year, but yeah, we won 3 out of 4 in my 4 year tenure there, and that's something that the classic guys that I went to school with, to this day we have a little bit of bragging rights about if we ever meet any of our buddies from that other school.
I would say that's very reasonable. So you saw this Edmonton Eskimos team early in the season. Their evolution to where they are now, where they weren't necessarily favorites. It looked like a very wide open West with you guys. No one ever expects Saskatchewan to have a year like they had. So it looked a lot more wide open. When it's all said and done, Edmonton clearing away, ran away with the Western Division. When did you start to get a feel that they looked like a special team to you?
Really, a few weeks after Mike Riley came back is when you kind of started to see it. And you knew defensively they're a very strong football team, and they were very competitive. Even after Mike had gotten hurt, they were still one of the better teams in the league. So you knew from the get-go this was going to be a good football team this year. But like you said, they ran the table in the back half of the season, put themselves in great position to host a West Final and ultimately be playing in this game. But you did sense, too, that they had something going on. There were some really close games. It wasn't like every game was a blowout, and it's not all. That's obviously not always the case when you win however many in a row. I think they've won 9 in a row now. A couple of those games were really hard fought, but honestly, those games, those types of games, give you confidence that even if, say, you don't play your best game, they played a game in Hamilton, they just squeaked out. They played a game in Winnipeg. Sean White hit a field goal, a 50-plus yard field goal in the game's last play to win it. We played them tough twice in Edmonton with the BC Lions this year and had fourth-quarter leads, double-digit fourth-quarter leads both times, and Edmonton found ways to win those games. So you just got the sense that this is a team that knows how to win games, and that always bodes well when it comes to playoff football.
Travis Lule, Grey Cup champion in 2011, MVP of the Grey Cup, our guest on Brady and Walker, across the country on Sportsnet 360, here in Toronto on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. And I don't mean to dismiss the 14-4 Stampeders, but you said it, they ran the table in the last half of the season. Sometimes that hot team, and we see it all the time in the NFL, you guys alone won some complex tiebreakers and got the first seed in 2011, but there were 3-11-7 teams, and by playing as well as you did late and a couple other head-to-heads, you guys got the home advantage and got that bye week, and I don't even need to tell you how important that is.
Well, absolutely, yeah. Earning that bye week is essentially earning a first-round win in the playoffs, right? So, yeah, that's hugely important. And like you said, the playing well in the back half is really what it's all about. This is a very long season. Teams take shape. Things happen. Guys get hurt. So new guys get plugged in and want to be playing your best football and have your best rhythm of the season in that back half. And you even saw it in a 2012 Toronto team that won the Grey Cup, a team that was very mixed in the first half of the season. But at the very end, they were the team playing the best football, and they earned that championship that season. So, Edmonton did that. They're peaked at the right time. They said Mike's thrown for over 300 yards the last 4 weeks, and that's not necessarily something that they had hung their hat on the last 2 years. That Edmonton team was being that explosive on offense. So with their offense playing at that high a clip and that defense being the steady force that they've been over the last couple of seasons, they really look like a tough football team right now.
Tell me your observations as a current player of this Ottawa story. You were rehabbing your shoulder and had your surgery most of last season, but you sort of got more of a firsthand experience. It's a lot of people have really liked the story because I was a kid in Canada. The Rough Riders were a very, very big deal, though an unsuccessful franchise with wins and losses. They go away. They try it again. It goes even worse. And I think we all wondered whether there'd ever be football again in Ottawa. So this story's captivated an awful lot of people out east, as I'm sure you can imagine.
Well, yeah, you know what? Even as a player, it's an incredible story. It really is, and it gives you hope. It's one of those things that you'll lean on for years. Coaches will when you talk about a team who was 2-16 one year. Well, how do you feel good going into this next year, knowing you have some of the same players and the same coaching staff in place? Well, what gives you a belief that you can be that much better and even potentially play for a championship that next season? And people will say, well, look at what the Ottawa Redblacks did in 2015. So it's one of those types of stories that people will cling to. And, they've done a lot of good things there. They really have. You got to give that coaching staff a ton of credit. I think, Rick Campbell was awarded the Coach of the Year last night. And I think, it was a very well-deserved honor for him and that entire staff and organization. Because it was a far cry from playing in the Grey Cup game a year ago for that Ottawa team. And you knew it was going to take some time. And I think doing it in 2 years is a lot quicker than maybe even the people on the inside would have expected.
I think so, too. I hope you're excited to play in Toronto next year. As you know, leaving Rogers Centre, co-tenants with the Blue Jays. And I think you'll get more of a Montreal McGill Stadium atmosphere next year at BMO where Toronto FC plays. It's pretty necessary. Vancouver's such a standalone, amazing, world-class city. You know that. But we all want the CFL to mean a little more in this city. And I think getting outdoors, getting down by the lake, getting their own home and being able to sort of put their own coat of paint on it, I think that's going to help things.
Well, I do too. I think it's an exciting time for those reasons. There was a lot of times where the atmosphere didn't necessarily do justice to the product when you were at the Rogers Centre, and that's just kind of the way it played out. So it kind of gives our league, the Toronto Argonauts organization, a chance to hit a little bit of a restart button, a refresh button, and I think that's good for everybody. And like you say, the intimate setting that BMO Field will provide is exciting. You get that at McGill and you get that at a few other places around the league, but just the intimate setting, it bodes well for the CFL. And again, I think that fresh start is another good sign.
I'm glad you said that as a player, because even college football, like you play your rivals or you play them in the NFL, you go to Mosaic in Regina. You don't ever want to see, you're a visiting player, you don't ever want to see 16,000 people in the place. You want to win, you want to go in and beat them, and you want them yelling at you, but you want a whole sellout crowd leaving really frustrated after the game's over. That's the way it goes.
Oh, it's true. It's true whether you're exactly right. If you're the home team, obviously, the more raucous fans you got screaming and hollering that have your back, the better. But if you're the road team, the environment's that much better when it's an extremely hostile, loud, noisy crowd. And that's why players do love playing at places like Mosaic Stadium or a rivalry game here in Winnipeg where the fans get rocking. So those are the most exciting games to play in, without question. So it really does. It energizes players on the field. You feel that type of energy from the crowd when you're playing. And so I think that's important to the product.
Really appreciate you coming on. And it's been great seeing you on Sportsnet. More talking from you, less of the other guy. I know the other guy, so I can say that. More of you. You stretch those sentences out. Leave him a little wanting more. How about that?
I tell you what, I'll pass that info along and see what happens.
Oh, that's a big mistake. He'll get me for that. Thanks for doing this, Travis. Greatly appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks a lot.